In New York, an Islamic group is trying to educate people about Islam using subway ads. It's competing with ads plastered on train walls for everything from technical schools to gum and beer. And it decided that Ramadan, which lasts through the end of the month, was the perfect time for its so-called subway project. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
This is how the Islamic Circle of North America, a grassroots organization of Muslims, described the subway project to its members.
Every day in this city, some 4.9 million people ride the subways. That's a lot of people. Imagine sitting in the subway. People are sitting there, people are standing there. What are they thinking about? What are they doing?
The $48,000 campaign placed ads in 1,000 New York City subway cars. The ads, which will be there for a month, are extremely simple. A black panel with one or two words in white. Islam is one, headscarf is another, Prophet Muhammad is a third. Next to it, a white panel with a black A for answer and the simple phrase, "You deserve to know." A website, whyislam.org, and a phone number. Umar Beg, a member of the Islamic Circle of North America, or ICNA, says about six or seven people sat around for several months as the design team.
The question that we kept on asking ourselves was that if this was an ad for another religion, would you want to call that number? Would you want to go to that website? And what we kind of came back down to was, keep it simple, stupid. The simplicity of the ad is what draws you in.
The Islamic Circle of North America hopes the ads will get people to ask questions like,
what about the concept of women in Islam? What about polygamy? Why do you have to pray five times a day?
When the campaign was first announced, it immediately raised an outcry. New York City tabloids had headlines like Jihad Train. And New York Congressman Peter King said the ads were not a problem, but some of the people behind the ads had a history of extremism. Other officials, like New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell, rose to the ads' defense and said this was an unfounded case of guilt by association. Calming the waters, as he often does, was New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
If you say, well, I don't want things that I don't like, you may someday find that others can stop what you like. And so the First Amendment is one of the great things that we have in this country.
But all the hue and cry seems totally overblown when you actually get on the subway. The ads are just part of the mix. On the 7 train to Times Square, no one noticed the ads until asked. David Mall and Matt Milano were noncommittal.
If you're interested in learning about Islam, it's pointing you in the direction of the website, but it doesn't really make me want to look in that direction.
Some people, you know, might take it the wrong way or, you know, be concerned about it, but I mean, it's something that you don't have to pay attention to if you don't want to.
One passenger said, I only read the poetry they have in the train, never the ads. Islamic poetry. Rumi, perhaps? Maybe that would be a really successful campaign. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And you can see some of the ads about Islam from the Subway Project at npr.org.